We're for Brisbane and Queensland. These are today's headlines from the Courier Mail. Queensland is in the box seat to sensationally steal the NRL Grand Final after a fresh breakdown in talks between ARL Commission boss Peter Vallandis and the New South Wales government. News Corp can reveal the Queensland government is rated a 60-40 chance to pull off a $10 million Suncorp Stadium heist ahead of Wednesday's ARL Commission board meeting that will decide the location of this year's NRL decider. ARLC Chairman Vallandis revealed the final call is on a knife's edge after another round of high-powered negotiations with the New South Wales and Queensland governments on Tuesday. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Courier Mail at couriermail.com.au or download the app at your app store. A call for Scott Morrison's immediate resignation following revelations the former Prime Minister secretly assumed control of five ministries during the pandemic is dividing stunned senior coalition MPs. Former Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews unleashed on her old boss, demanding he step down from Parliament after she learned Mr. Morrison had sworn himself in as her joint minister in 2021 without notifying her. This was in addition to taking on the health, finance and the industry, science, energy and resources portfolios. Multiple senior coalition sources have privately expressed support for Mr. Morrison's swift exit from Parliament, with one telling News Corp the former PM's continued presence was untenable. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh, God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
There is now a 70% chance of a third La Niña forming in the coming months following a renewed cooling in the Pacific Ocean, according to the Bureau of Meteorology. It comes as the Bureau's ENSO outlook has changed from La Niña alert to La Niña watch. But head of Brisbane weather David Taylor said it is very premature for climate outlooks to confirm a third La Niña and says even if it does develop, it is going to be very weak. And architectural firms have been urged to lodge an expression of interest to redesign the Gabba Stadium ahead of its Olympic Games overhaul. Firms have been quietly approached by the Palaszczuk government, inviting them to register their interest in designing the stadium, which is set to become the centrepiece of the 2032 Olympics by hosting the opening and closing ceremonies and athletics events. The Palaszczuk government has committed to demolishing and rebuilding the Gabba larger at an expected cost of more than $1 billion. Those are your headlines from the Courier Mail. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at couriermail.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.